This is Wendy Powell, your Wildcat District Livestock Production Agent. Pink eye is a growing concern with summer heating up. Nearly all livestock species can get pink eye in one form or another. Pink eye is a major economic significance to producers, as an estimated $150 million is lost yearly. This serious condition can cause blindness and is preventable. In goats, the disease is called viro-keratoconjunctivitis and not related to pink eye in cattle. The organism can also enter the bloodstream and cause septicemia, abortion, respiratory problems, and arthritis. Flare-ups occur in times of stress. Pink eye can be spread by infected animals or their body fluids. Cloudiness of the cornea is one symptom, and no vaccine is available for goats. Eye irritation is necessary for the development of the disease. Face flies, which look like large house flies, feed around the eyes and nostrils, causing a mechanical irritation to the eyes and spreading the disease from one animal to another. The bacteria can survive on the fly for 4 days, so many animals can be infected by one fly. Other sources of irritations can be tall weeds and grasses rubbing the eyes as animals walk and graze, dust on windy days, and exposure to excessive UV sunlight can also increase the chances of pink eye development. Interestingly, calves are more likely to develop the disease than adult cattle, as adult cattle appear to develop protective antibodies on the surface of the eye. Bull calves have a higher incidence than heifer calves. As with many diseases, the outcome can be influenced by nutritional imbalances, such as deficiencies of protein, energy, vitamins, especially vitamin A if the forage is lower quality, and minerals, specifically copper and selenium. Early treatment with pink eye is important, not only for a successful outcome of the individual animal affected, but also to stop the shedding of the bacteria to decrease the transmission to other animals. Providing good fly control, preventing stress and overcrowding, and separating infected animals from healthy ones will help prevent the spread of the disease. A veterinarian should be consulted before using medications. A single fly control program will not work for every farm, so it often takes multiple methods of control to achieve good results. Fly tags, insecticide pour-ons, back rubbers, dust bags, and knockdown sprays are helpful in reducing the number of adult face flies. Fly traps can also be helpful in reducing the number of flies. Feed additives are available that target the maggots that are laid in the manure. Encouraging dung beetles, which break down the manure pat, will also decrease egg survival. Face flies can develop resistance to pesticides over time, so switching the drug class of the pesticide used every year is important. For more information on disease control, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.